Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more, you can go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Ashley Stanford. Ashley is the vice president and co-founder at Ice Cream Social. She's a digital marketing consultant and freelancing expert. With more than 15 years of experience in the digital marketing space, she specializes in building strategic marketing plans, mapping strategy execution, and collaborating to optimize tactics that drive increased performance for clients, primarily in the events and entertainment space, but has extensive experience with medical device, healthcare, and finance technology sectors as well. Ashley, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having me. Let's see, key to getting stuff done. I'd say, in my opinion, making plenty of space in your life for the things that you love to do that have nothing to do with work, things that allow you to be creative.
Yeah, you know, I'm so guilty of not taking that advice. And every time I do, it rewards me 10x. And so I have my own story about that, but before I go into it, tell me why that's the answer you gave.
Yeah. So I'm assuming most people listening right now, are entrepreneurs running a business, and that 10 to consumes you, because I do think we love to work a little bit. You know, we love what we do. We've got a passion for it. And, you know, in my life, I have been completely consumed by having an idea, getting it to market, executing, researching, optimizing. Like, I love all of it. It's a video game to me. But I just hit a point where I was feeling extremely fatigued. The joy, the passion wasn't there anymore. And, you know, through lots of exploration, I learned that I needed more play in my life, which sounds obvious and easy, but I think sometimes when you're an entrepreneur, you want to optimize every minute in your life and think, how can I, you know, do this to make more money? How can I just like better spend my time? Or one thing that I was guilty of for a long, long time, which I'm not sure if anyone's watching this via video or not, but you'll see a bookshelf with lots of books, and a lot of them are business related. And I got in this habit of, I'm not allowed to read anything unless it's business and self-help. And after a while, I got really burned out because you can only take so much self-help, so much business.
Yeah. You can only help yourself so much before you're like, I'm tired of getting help. I just want a little.
Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, unless you make room for life outside of business, there's no real way to apply all of this self-help unless you actually have a life outside of business. And so I learned to, you know, start organizing my day in a way that prioritizes things that I like to do, whether it's, you know, making time for a hike or just, you know, a Peloton ride or going for a walk or heading down to the beach or reading a book for fun, playing video games, things like that. And as I began to implement more of this in my life, prioritizing my schedule around things I enjoy doing outside of work, I realized it helped me become more efficient at work, because I look forward to these activities and I want to make more time for them. But also, I'm always looking for ideas and optimization. And I have found that in doing things that I didn't expect, such as reading a book for fun, has brought crazy ideas of, who thought a fantasy sci-fi book would help me in my business, but it has. Or, just getting outdoors more, you kind of get different parts of your life again.
We get stuck in this narrow hallway of only being willing to put the things in front of us that are directly going to advance us forward. And
Exactly.
to a certain extent, it makes a lot of sense. Our brain is just trying to make sure that we're efficient. We have a goal, we have an objective. Don't do this over here. That's a distraction. Doesn't make sense. No, you stay focused on the goal. But what our brain can't realize is we need that distraction, not to take us away from our focus, but to balance out our brains. And the way that it was explained to me once, and this may resonate with you, is my friend Adam Lyons explained this to me. And he says, if you spend 90 plus percent of your time in work mode, your what is it? Your left brain, logic, and your right brain, your creative side of your brain, is like, hey, I want to play too. And you're like, no. And so you keep working, and then eventually your creative brain, just like a teenager that's being cooped up in his room, just rebels and says, all right, well, if you're not going to let me play, I'm going to wreck you, and I'm not going to let you get
Yeah,
anything done.
that's so true.
And the idea here is, well, you got to balance it. Same thing. If you're just playing all the time and you're never working, you're never productive. Logic, productive brain is like, come on, can't we get something done?
Yeah.
And eventually, if you don't give it something to do, then it's going to say, fine, well, I'm going to make you miserable while you're sitting there doing whatever you want. You're going to lose all of your enjoyment.
Yeah.
And it's that balance where they start working together and feeding off each other. That's kind of the optimal state.
Totally. Absolutely. I love that.
And I wish I could take credit for all these cool things I say, but I just steal them from other people,
Yeah, I mean, does anybody?
So tell me, one thing that I know you really like to talk about is the idea of word of mouth marketing in a digital world. And I want to preface this. I was just having a conversation with a gentleman who runs a call center in Costa Rica. His name's Richard Blank, and he was a former guest on my podcast. And we were talking about post-COVID, everything kind of went work from home, digital. And he was lamenting on that, saying, gosh, we've lost something by not having this human touch. Everything's become digital, everything's become a screen, and we're almost not having that human interaction. We're craving that so much. And so, could you talk a little bit about why it's so important for somebody to say, hey, I went with this company and they were great, instead of seeing another ad on Facebook about it?
Yeah. So early in my career, before digital marketing was as massive as it was, I spent a lot of my time in people-to-people networking. It was something we learned early on in college. I joined groups like BNI, Business International. I don't know if anyone's heard of them, or I've joined my local chamber of commerce. In different cities, and I would go to all these different in-person meetings just to get to know other business owners and kind of network and trade business. And I really, really enjoyed that, word of mouth networking and getting to know people. And yeah, as social media came to the scene and exploded, things really changed, and especially after COVID. And in my career, I've done a lot of work in what we'll call influencer marketing. So everything from giving an influencer product for free in exchange for a post, all the way to paying a 15-year-old girl $100,000 for one YouTube video. And so the concept has always kind of intrigued me around this idea of influencers, and I've worked on the brand side, representing the brands, as well as the side of influencers, helping them negotiate deals. And a lot of it, really is kind of that networking. It's who you know. And when we started out in influencer marketing, and I really wanted to bring that aspect of people to people networking, because what I found is, unpopular opinion, maybe every single person, even if they're not on social media, is an influencer. Almost everybody has friends, they have family that they're talking to on a regular basis. And just because they're not posting every thought that comes to mind or every product they love on social media doesn't mean that they don't have people in their life that care about what they think or what they're doing.
Look,
And so,
that's an interesting point that you bring up, and I think it's something that a lot of people miss. There's no like influencer school. There's no certification. There's no stamp of approval from the queen or anything. You're an influencer when you influence what other people decide to think or do. You're influencing them. You are an influencer.
And essentially, that can be anybody, even if you only have one best friend or a mom or grandma who cares about what you're doing or what you have to say or, where you're eating for dinner. Anyone can be an influencer. And through Ice Cream Social, what we wanted to do was really activate an audience of those people who may not be considered a quote unquote influencer with thousands of followers. And this was really focused in the events industry because there's so many people that attend a festival or a beer fest or a pub crawl or a lantern festival, whatever the case may be, who just aren't our traditional influencers, but they want to go and enjoy events with friends and family. So why not facilitate a way that's fun and gamifies it and allows them to invite their friends and family and get rewarded for it? So essentially, it's taking that idea of, back in the day when we would have neighborhood block parties, ice cream social, your Avon parties, Tupperware parties, where people would exchange all this information of, what they're loving, what they're doing, but do it in a way that, of course, adapts to our digital lifestyle.
I love that. And so tell us who's a great candidate to engage your agency and give us an example of a campaign you might put together.
So I primarily, Ice Cream Social was built for the event industry. We do have a lot of clients that aren't events, and you've probably seen this on any website where you've purchased a retail product where it'll give you some sort of deal of, hey, share this with your friends, and if they make a purchase, we'll give you $20. So that does work in retail. Retail's a little bit different because, essentially people want to try products first and make sure they like it before they share. But in the event industry, as soon as somebody buys tickets to an event, they want to make sure everyone knows that they're going, and anyone who wants to go with them gets tickets. So we've just found it has a much more viral effect in the event industry. And an example campaign that we often run would be something along the lines of you purchase tickets to a festival, and it will say on your checkout page, hey, this event would be way more fun with your friends. Here's your unique URL and all the ways that you could share it. Invite your friends, and when you get five friends to buy, we'll refund your ticket. And that's just an example. You could do whatever reward you want. But what we found is we're happy to refund somebody's ticket if they brought us in five customers, because at the end of the day, the cost to acquire those customers is so much more less expensive than the cost to acquire a customer through a Meta app.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And that referral marketing, not only is it more effective, but it's more cost effective too. It's cheaper.
Yeah, and it's Also, what I've noticed, which wasn't originally an intention, but something we've been able to track, is it has this idea of playing really well in the sandbox with your other marketing channels like Facebook ads, email, SMS, because it's bringing traffic to your site, which won't always convert right away, but you're able to capture their email address or pixel them. And so what we're finding is when you implement Ice Cream Social for that referral marketing, it's that idea of all boats rise with the tides. We're seeing the cost per acquisition come down across all your marketing channels.
And where can we go to learn more about what you do and connect with you?
Sure. You can go to icecreamsocial.io and ashley-stanford.com.
Excellent. Icecreamsocial.io. We're going to wrap up. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Do Zone. And also, thanks very much to our guest, Ashley Stanford, Vice President. And for those of you who are looking to expand the reach of your events and get some kind of viral marketing going and word of mouth marketing to not necessarily replace, but to augment whatever you're doing digitally, you can go to icecreamsocial.io. For those of you who are out there on your morning commute, you're working out hard, it's leg day in the gym, or you're somewhere out in the field shoveling dirt, snap a selfie. Tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the Do Zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more by going to anabots.ai. That's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.